Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host. We are today going to start a new series of five things that I wish that you knew if I had dementia. And my first thing is, please don't argue with me. I think that's just so important, and I have a tendency to want to argue with people in my life, and it doesn't ever accomplish anything, so I really need to learn this myself. But arguing with someone with dementia is just going to make the situation worse, so don't do that. You want to accept them as they are with whatever story they're telling you. If they're telling you they've not eaten in 12 days and they just got up from the dining room table, then have a discussion with them about, well, if you were to eat something right now, what would you want? And talk about that. See, can you take that conversation into something other than food? But you know what? If you got to give them a cracker, give them a cracker if it will bring peace. I mean, really, in the scheme of things, it doesn't matter. But arguing with them about things they know to be true, and what they tell you, they know to be true. It may sound far-fetched to you, and there may be aliens involved, and spiders on the wall, and children playing in the road, and who knows what. My brother-in-law told the story about how he had lunch, I think, with Waylon Jennings or somebody like that. We knew that didn't happen, but we didn't tell him that. We just asked him about what did they eat, how was he doing, did they have a good meal, did they sing together. We go with the story and not argue. Just don't argue. None of us likes to be argued with, and when you have dementia, being argued with is a very distressing thing. Our folks with dementia know something's not right with them. They realize that to some degree, and as the disease progresses, they realize it less and less. But what they do realize, very real, is their frustration, where they want to tell you something or get a point across, communicate with you in a way, and they cannot successfully do it. And when you then proceed to argue with them about what they have finally been able to communicate, well, that just sets you up for failure. So let's not do that. Let's take that story and ask as many questions about that story as we can possibly come up with. Try to run it down a different rabbit trail and start talking about something different and enter their world. They cannot enter yours, but you can enter theirs. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.